各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Good evening, fellow brothers and sisters.
我们这次神训班在学习的一部书是《民数记》。
So one of the books we're learning at NATS is Numbers.
他们以色列百姓在旷野漂泊的一些学习，也是我们今天的借镜。
So it includes lessons that the Israelites learned from wandering in the wilderness, and there are lessons that are applicable to us today as well.
那今天早上我们提到可拉跟他的一党，他们好像流荡的心。
So today we talked about Korah and about their rebellious spirit.
他们不守本位。
They did not know their own position.
他们想要做不是神托付他们的工作。
They wanted to do something that God did not assign them to do.
因为虽然不是亚伦的子孙，他们也想要做祭司的工作。
So even though they were not Aaron's offspring, they still wanted to do the work of a priest.
后来摩西就说，神会指示谁是属于他的。
So then Moses told him that God will choose whoever belongs to him.
所以就跟250个人跟亚伦他们就一起烧香献祭。
So then 250 people and Aaron burned incense.
最后因为他们应该是用燔火到最后就被像亚伦的两个儿子一样就被烧死了。
And because of the profane fire they offered, they were burned in the end.
所以他们是被权力的一种诱惑像流星经过地球表面被引力吸引了就离开原来的岗位。
So because they were tempted by this, they left their original position.
那我们提到他们不只是离开本位，他们也不知道自己的方向。
So not only did they not know their own position, but they also left the path.
他们甚至觉得埃及是牛奶与蜜之地。
They felt that Egypt was the land flowing with milk and honey.
从人的角度来看，的确埃及是一个非常富庶的地方。
So from man's perspective, this is true.
但是在神的字典里面呢，埃及永远是一个罪恶的就是说埃及是一个罪恶的地方，它不是牛奶与蜜之地。
But in God's dictionary, Egypt will never be a land of milk and honey.
所以我们看到他们心里模糊，迷迷糊糊，不晓得神的旨意，也不晓得摩西的心。
Because their hearts were stirred, they didn't know anything about God's will.
那到最后这些人就好像好像流星没入了这个黑幽暗当中。
And they were like wandering stars who therefore entered the
darkness. 我们把这一段把它讲完。
So let's finish this.
我们来看民数记。
Let's look at Numbers.
民数记的十六章。
Numbers chapter 16.
民数记十六章。
Numbers 16.
后来摩西就跟百姓说呢，有一个很特别的事情会发生。
So then Moses told the multitude that something very distinct will happen.
16章的26节。
Let's look at verse 26.
16章26节，请你读。
Verse 26, and he spoke to the congregation, saying, Depart now from the tents of these wicked men. Touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in their sins.
到最后神，摩西吩咐他们要离开可拉跟一党的人的帐篷。
So then Moses told the congregation to depart from Korah.
因为神要毁灭他们。
Because the Lord will consume them.
那二十八节，摩西说：“我行这切事，本不是凭我自己的心意行的。”
And then Moses in verse 28 says that I have not done this of my own will.
因为大家都是兄弟嘛。
Because everyone are brethren.
但是是神打发我行的啦。
But the Lord has sent me to do everything.
所以有证据要让你们知道，真的是。这个是神 assigned 的，不是我们自己想要做这个工作的。
So he was informing them that the Lord assigned me to do this. It's not something that I want. I did myself.
是有证据的了。
There is
proof.
Proof.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
请你读。
If these men die naturally like all men, or if they are visited by the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me.
三十节。
30. But if the Lord creates a new thing, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord.
三十一节。
31. Then it came to pass, as he finished speaking all these words, that the ground split apart under them. 32. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their household and all the men with Korah and with all their goods. 33. So they and all and those with them went down alive into the pit. The earth closed over them and they perished from among the congregation.
我试着要想象这个情形，有时候真的很难想象。
So when you try to imagine this, it's a little bit hard to fathom.
摩西说这是神创作的一件新事。
So It says here that the Lord creates a new thing.
啊，这个在过去没有发生过。
So this has never happened again.
我到哈，我也猜啊，可能未来也不一定会发生了。
And I'm guessing that from now on it will probably never happen.
这个太奇特了，怎么突然地就开口了？大家就往下掉了。
It's very strange how the earth opens its mouth and everyone just fell in.
更奇怪的就是，哎，地怎么又回复到原来的样子了
？And even stranger that the earth closed back.
那这些人就这样就不见了。
And this is how these people disappeared.
圣经上讲说，活活的堕落，坠落阴间了哦。33节。
So they went all down alive into the pit and they perished.
这真的像一些流星啊，啊，进入墨黑的幽暗里面去了。
So it's just like stars entering the darkness.
我本来小弟在没有做这种传道工作之前都觉得这个是圣经的故事嘛，我们看不到这样的事情。
So before I became a pastor, I figured that everything in the Bible was just stories and these weren't real.
可是当了传道之后才会知道真的即使我们这个时代呢也会有时候会有流星雨的哈，流星雨。
But in this generation, there's often
流星雨就是你看那个每年的十月左右哈，天空有流星雨啊，就是一群流星呢、
meteor showers.
哎，一群流星呢，通通坠落了
啊。So you'll see a bunch of meteor showers and stars.
其实我们今天早上说过了，这也是流星雨哦，这是 wandering stars， 不是 star。我们提到说14,700人呐、以上的人呐、都这样子不见了。
And it was like these people who disappeared.
我说不只是一些啊，一万个人以上的哈。
So it's not just
这个在49节。
So it's not just a few, but rather it's.
那为什么我们说这个时代也有这样的情形呢
？So how can we say that there are things that occur like this today？
早期小弟有机会被差派到印度去啊。
So I had the opportunity to be sent to India.
那就发现到那边教会的一个现象。
And then I noticed something about the church.
我们去那边的教会，其实我们有很多教会已经不见了，就是被早期的一个工人带走了。
So a lot of the churches there have actually been led astray by a worker.
其实这个工人早期是回到台湾接受我们台湾神学院的一个训练，他是印度的土著了。
So this worker actually received training from Taiwan, and then,
他很有恩赐，他建立很多的教会，到回到印度建立很多的教会。
So when he went to India, he actually helped establish a lot of churches.
那后来有人报告说他不忠心呢。
But then there was a report received saying that he was not true.
那经过 ，he is not faithful.
He was not faithful.
那经过调查是个事实，变成是个这是一个事实，就是他也是像他也是为了自己的利益呢。就是做一些没有帮助教会的事情。
So after some investigation, they found out that it was true that he was doing things that were not of benefit to the church.
因为我们对教会的帮助通常是透过他来帮助印度的教会。
Because often, in order to help the Indian churches, they would have to go through him.
他不忠心教会就不再经过他了，钱就不再经过他来帮助印度的教会。
So because he was not faithful, the church stopped sending money through this man.
那因为钱不再经过他，他就把他的教会都带离开真耶稣教会，去参加另外一个 missionary 的一个组织。
So because he was no longer the middleman for this money, he took all the churches and went to a different missionary.
所以我们去其实就是很多教会已经跟着他走了。
So a lot of churches were actually led astray by him.
说话知道哇，真的是有流星雨嘞！这个真的是有一群人会跟着一些人呢最后离开了我们的教会。
So there really are wandering stars today because they're led astray by workers.
所以我们也是要谨慎哈。
So today we also must be careful.
如果有一天小弟本身离开真耶稣教会
，So if one day if I leave True Jesus Church，
我希望你们不要离开呀。
I hope that you will not leave.
因为我确信这里真的是永生神的家。
Because I believe that this is the true house of God.
有时候在想那个可拉的太太不晓得她懂不懂道理。
Sometimes I wonder if Cora's wife really understood the truth.
你想如果可拉的太太懂道理，她会跟随谁啊？
If Cora's wife actually understood the truth, who would she follow?
我这里也是说，如果我真的离开这里我希望我太太不要跟我走了。
So if I leave the church, I hope that my wife will not leave.
因为我真的很确定离开这里真的到最后就是墨黑的幽暗。
Because once you leave here, there's only darkness.
这是我们从可拉的事件呢，可以得到学习的。
This is what we can learn from the story of Korah.
那个可拉事件之后呢，他们就继续漂游，漂泊在旷野山，继续漂泊。
And then after the incident of Korah, they continued wandering in the wilderness.
那后来他们又回到原点，回到加底斯。
And then they went back.
到了原就是到了 Kadesh 哈。
Oh, and they went to Kadesh.
那那里又发生一个事件呢。
And then something else happened.
因为有一个国王看到这个巴勒就是摩押王看到以色列百姓越来越强大。
Because Balak, the king of Moab, saw that the nation of Israel was growing stronger.
他发觉到可能这个民族会威胁到他的国家。
He thought that this nation might threaten his own kingdom.
所以他就找了一个人叫巴兰要来咒诅这个以色列百姓。
So he found someone called Balaam to curse this nation.
那圣经怎么样介绍这位巴兰呢
？So then, how does the Bible introduce Balaam?
我们来看犹大书。
Let's look at Jude.
犹大书。
Jude.
我们再来看十一节到十三节。
Verse 11 to 13.
犹大书十一节到十三节。
11 to 13.
他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰错庙里直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。十二节。
12.
这样的人在你们的爱席上与你们同吃的时候正是礁石，他们做牧人只是喂养自己，无所惧怕，是没有雨的云彩被风飘荡，是秋天没有果子的树死而又死，年根被拔出来。十三节。
13.
是海里的狂浪涌出自己可耻的沫子来，是流荡的心有墨黑的幽暗为他们永远存留。我们今天提到说犹大提出三个旧约的人物。
So in the Old Testament, it talks about three people.
犹大提出旧约的三个人物。
Jude talks about three characters.
In the Old Testament.
In the Old Testament.
他用三个形容词来形容三个不同的人。
And he uses three metaphors to represent three different people.
第一个用没有云的雨来形容该隐呢。
So first he uses clouds without rain to represent Cain.
那用这个流荡的星来形容可拉一党。
And then he uses wandering stars for Korah.
那我们这一堂来讲他用海里的狂浪呢来形容巴兰的谬误
So now we're going to talk about how raging waves of the sea represents Balaam.
那这个巴兰的谬误我们来回来看这个民数记的二十八章。
So let's look at Numbers chapter 28.
他像浪一样，为什么说我们说他像海里的狂浪呢
？So why do we say that he is like the raging waves of the sea？
对不起我们先看一下雅各书啊。
Let's look at the James。
雅各书一章。
James chapter one。
一章六节到八节。
James chapter one verse 6 to 8。
我请你们来读啊，因为站在下面就是希望你们读一下这样子。
So we'll ask someone to read。
命珠兄来，请你读一章。八节到一章六节到八节。第七节。
Verse seven.
第八节。
Verse eight.
好，这边特别提到这个。浪有一个特色就是它会被海被吹动欢腾被风吹动欢腾
So there's a very specific characteristic of the waves here that they are driven and tossed by the wind
它会心怀恶意
That they are double-minded
它在所行的事上都没有定见
And that is unstable in all of its ways
那其实巴兰就是符合这个浪的特色
And Balaam actually fits the characteristic of these waves.
巴兰啊，圣经上对他有两种极端的称呼。
So Balaam was actually introduced two ways in the Bible.
第一个就是用先知来称呼他。
So first they called him a prophet.
我们来看彼得后书的二章十五节。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书二章十五节。
2 Peter chapter 2.
二章十五节。
Verse 15.
彼得后书二章十五节。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 15.
他们离弃的正路就走岔了，随从了比尔先知巴兰的路， 巴兰就是那个贪爱不义之工价的先知、哦、当然这里的先知是点点点、啊哦、十六节，他却为自己的过犯受了责备，那不能说话的驴以人言男主先知的狂妄。所以彼得、啊、提到这个巴兰、啊啊、这个是一个狂妄的人、啊啊、他也称他是先知了、哦、
So Peter over here considers Balaam a prophet.
那为什么彼得会称为巴兰是先知呢？
So why did he do that?
啊、其实神借着巴兰的口讲出了很多正确的话。
Because God used Balaam's mouth to say a lot of correct things.
那我们来看他讲了哪一些、就是神借着他的口来预言以色列百姓的话。
So let's see what God used Balaam to say.、
啊、我们来看回来民数记。
Let's look at Numbers.、
啊、民数记。
Numbers.
二十三章。
Numbers chapter 23.
二十三章的二十三节。
So Numbers chapter 23 verse 23.
这些都是对的，这是借神借着他说话的。
Everything here is correct because God used Balaam.
而且这是很有力的话。
And these words have strength.
来，那个会议，请你帮我们读一下。会议，会议。断没有法术可以害雅各，也没有占卜可以害以色列。这是神借着巴兰的口跟我们说的。
So God used Balaam's mouth to say these words to us.
那再谈到这个以色列真的是一个强大的国家、哦、
So saying how great of a nation Israel was.
我们看他、再来他的一个说法，看二十四章的第九节。
Let's look at chapter 23 verse 24.
一真，请你读二十四章第九节。这个也是非常美好的预言、啊、
This is also a very good saying、
啊、真的他卧如公狮蹲如母狮，他真的是、非常的一个强壮的民族、哦、
It rises like a lioness and lifts itself up like a lion, so it's a very great nation、
这个都是很美好的、哦、美好的一个预言。
These are all very good sayings、
我们再看一节、哦、
Let's look at another verse。
来，我们再看二十二章的第九节。
Let's look at chapter 22, verse 9.
这个我们在讲到的时候常引用，都是巴兰的话。
So these are all Balaam's words.
所以我们说他是先知。
So we say Balaam is a prophet.
来 ，Winfield, can you read 23 verse 9? Winfrey, 是不是 ？Manfred, sorry, Manfred.对不起，来，我看一下。二十三章第九节。我们就像以色列百姓一样啊。
So today we are like the Israelites.
啊，我们是独居的民呐。
We are the people dwelling alone.
是不列在万民当中的。
We do not reckon ourselves with the other nations.
那这个人啊，有时候讲神的话，可是怎么有时候是神的先知，但是有时候圣经称他是术士啊？啊
？So how come he is sometimes said as a prophet, but other times they say he's a diviner?
这个耶稣亚称他是术士啊。
Joshua called Balaam a diviner.
所以你就这个人很有争议性的一个人物啊。
So he was very too
controversial.
He was very controversial.
我们看耶稣雅记的十三章二十二节。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 13 verse 22.
十三章二十二节。
13 verse 22.
十三章二十二节。
13 verse 22.
那是以色列人在所杀的人中，也用刀杀了比尔的儿子术士巴兰。
Verse 22, the children of Israel also killed with a sword Balaam the son of Beor, the soothsayer, who among those were killed by them.
后来这个人被以色列人杀了。
So Balaam was killed by the Israelites.
这个耶稣亚记说他是术士。
And Joshua called him a soothsayer.
问一个问题啊。
So let me ask you a question.
你在圣经上看到哪一个人呢、啊？用七个祭坛来献祭的
？So which person in the Bible was?
除了巴兰以外，七个祭坛呢、啊？
Seven altars.
Altars, 哎，你看民数记，他有几个祭坛在献祭？每次有几个祭坛
？So in Numbers, look how many altars they used.
这不是以色列百姓献祭的方法。
This is not the offering way of the Israelites.
其实巴兰也不是以色列百姓啊。
But Balaam was not an Israelite either.
所以，但是在古代哈，每一个族长，比如说亚伯拉罕、以赛亚各，他们也可以献祭的。
So in the old times, the main head of the family, like for instance Abraham and Isaac, could also offer.
所以你发现到这个人其实他不是以色列，他用的方法不是以色列啊神用的方法。
So Balaam was not Israelite, and he did not use Israelite ways to offer.
但摩圣经上讲，他祝福谁，谁就被祝福；他咒诅谁，谁就被咒诅啊。
The Bible says whoever he cursed was cursed, and whoever he blessed was blessed.
所以可以说是一个很有能力的先知啊。
So you could say that he was a very strong prophet.
但是后来他又害了以色列百姓。
But later he became a stumbling block to the Israelites.
所以呢，耶稣亚基就说，其实他是个术士。
So Joshua calls him a diviner.
那为什么他从先知变成一个术士呢？
So how did he become a prophet to a diviner?
其实就是他的心啊，像波浪一样啊，一会儿爱神，一会儿爱人间的金钱啊。
It's because his heart was like the ways of the sea, at one time loving God and the other time loving money.
那个二十二章啊，民数记二十二章记载巴勒啊，派使臣来找他。
So in Numbers chapter 22, it says Balak sent people after him.
那神第一句话就跟他讲了二十二章的十二节。
Let's look at 22 verse 12.
神已经很清楚跟他讲了。
God already was very clear with Balaam.
请你读。
Verse 12, and God said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed."
他也很忠心的呢，说哦，跟他们讲说，哎，不可以的，天上的神叫我不可以咒诅这些人的，我不跟你们去了。
So Balaam also said very heartedly, "I can't go with you because the Lord has refused."
后来他怎么动心了呢
？Then how did his heart waver？
那你看，你来读一下，第十五节啊，二十二章的十五节。
Numbers chapter 22, verse 15.
二十二章十五节到十七节。
15 to 17.
请你读。
15. Then Balak again sent princes more numerous and more honorable than they. 16. And they came to Balaam and said to him, "Thus says Balak the son of Zippor, please let nothing hinder you from coming to me." 17. For I will certainly honor you greatly, and I will do whatever you say to me. Therefore, please come, curse the people for me.
继续。
18. Then Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, "Though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more." 19. Therefore, please, you stay here tonight that I may know what the Lord will say to me.
这次哦，比前面给他更多的利益了。
So Balak gave Balaam even more.
更多的尊荣啊，更多的好处。
More honor and more benefits.
结果他嘴巴说啊，不可能啦，不可能跟你去做这些事情啦。
Though his mouth said no, it's impossible. I can't do this.
但是哦，你住一下哦，今天晚上我再跟神问一问这样子了。
But he says, "Oh, just stay here, and I'll ask God again."
这是什么心啊？
What kind of heart is this?
请问哦，哪一个忠心的工人哦会说你第一次神说的是这样啊，你让我问一问，也许这次神做的不是这样。哪一个工人，忠心的工人会做这种事情呢
？So what type of worker of God would say, "Oh, God says one thing this day, but He might say something another day"?
但你三个朋友啊，那个王啊，尼布甲尼撒叫他们拜偶像。
So when King Nebuchadnezzar asked Daniel's three friends to bow down to an idol,
他们没有拜偶像啊。
They did not.
那个王说：“再给你们一次机会。
”The king said, "I'll give you one more chance."
所有的乐器通响的时候，你们就要跪下来拜。
When the instruments sound, you must bow down.
他们怎么说的
？What they say？
他们说：“王啊，这句我们不用回答你了。
”They said, "King, we don't even need to respond."
我们的神会救我们哦。
God will save us.
急或不然呐、啊，我们也不可能来拜你所祭啊，拜你的神呢、啊。
Even not, we will not worship your God.
所以不用再问第二次，不用再求第二次。
So they don't even need to ask a second time.
我们都还记得有一个术士啊，在《使徒行传》啊。
And then in Acts.
他后来来信耶稣啊。我们来看《使徒行传》好。
Let's look at Acts.
《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
这个是西门哈、哦。
So this is about Simon.
他看到彼得啊，按手就有圣灵下来啊。
So he saw that whoever Peter laid hands on received the Holy Spirit.
他就用钱买啊。
And he wanted to buy it with money.
那个第十八节。
Verse 18.
西门看见使徒的按手，便有圣灵下来，就拿钱给使徒说：“把这钱饼给我，叫我手按着谁，谁就可以受圣灵。”请读。
Verse 18. Now when Simon saw that through the laying of on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. 19. Saying, "Give me this power also, that on anyone whom I lay hands on may receive the Holy Spirit."
那彼得有没有说你等一等哦，我求一下主耶稣看看呢、啊、
？Did Peter say, "Oh, hold on, let me ask Jesus"?
你等一下哦，好，以前好像不行哦，但是你既然要钱给我，今天晚上祷告看看呢。
So even though the answer was no before, if you give me money, let's see what the response will be.
你看哦，你看巴兰的心真的不一样，他的心这时候像波浪一样，像海里的波浪，就是没有定见了，就是 想要爱神又想要爱马门呢。
So Balaam's heart was just like the raging waves. They were tossed because at one time they loved God and one time they wanted money.
钱少就不用说了，这个钱太少了，不值得我来冒险了。
Too little money and I'm not willing to take the risk.
钱多了，哎，说不定神要让我赚哦，哎。
If you give me a lot of money, hey, who knows? God might want me to reap a profit.
这个我们读到这里有个问题啊，我们来大家来想想看，这问题要怎么解释
？So there's a problem here. So let's think about how this problem can be solved.
第二次他问神，神好像说你去哦。
So the second time when he asked God, God said, "Fine, go."
啊，来读一下二十二章，民数记二十二章。
Let's look at Numbers 22.
二十节。
22:20.
来，二十二章二十节。
Verse 20.
密迦，请你读。他走了，哦，丹云，哪个是丹云？哎，神说你可以去啊。
So here God says, "Hey,
再来你就可以去了。
You can go now.
但是你要听我的。
But you must listen to me."
来读二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
那继续读丹云。啊，到这里奇怪了，怎么会这样
？So why is it like this？
你不是叫我去吗
？Didn't you tell me to go？
啊，怎么我去了你又生气了
？But how come when I went you're angry now？
有几种可能性啊
？Is this possible？
那我请问大家一个问题哈、啊、
？Let me ask you a question。
有没有神有时候在这个生气当中答应你，然后又对你生气啊？有没有
？So has God ever gotten angry at you, promised something, and then got angry again？
那不给你哦，你一直求，神说啊，给你了，但是哦，但是其实他是生气，有没有这个例子
？So if you ask God for something and then out of anger he says yes, has that ever happened to you？
啊，有没有 ？Never， 什么？啊？要肉吃
哈、Israelites asking for meat to eat
啊，给你，但是他们那个要肉吃，事实上也是试探神嘛，对不对哈、哦、
？But them asking God for meat to eat was also tempting
the Lord. 因为怎么可能全部的帐篷的人都在哭呢？那个一定是 on strike.
So if everyone in the tabernacle was crying, then that must mean they're on strike.
都已经约好了，大家一起 on strike 了，大家一起这样做的。结果神说什么？吃几天？给你吃两天，一天、两天、五天、十天、二十天、一个月。
So then God said angry, not for one day or two days, but for a whole month.
吃到你怎么样
？Eat until when?
肉从鼻子里面出来哈。
Until it becomes loathsome and comes out of your nostrils.
其实一个更明显的例子来，我们来看何西阿书。
Let's look at an even more obvious example.
何西阿书十三章十一节。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 13.
如果我们为自己的东西不是真的一直求，有时候神真的让你去哦，然后再生气的啊把你拿回来。
So sometimes when God gets angry, He will actually rescind.
因为你一直求自己那个私欲啊，欲望的东西啊。何西阿书十五章十一节。
Hosea chapter 15.
不是，十三章。
Chapter 13.
老花眼的看不到。十三章十一节。
Hosea chapter 13 verse 11.
何西阿书十三章十一节。
Hosea chapter 13 verse 11.
啊，请你读。
11. And I gave you a king in my anger, and I took him away in my wrath.
他们一直要求一个王，他们厌弃神做他们的王。
So the Israelites refused God as their king.
啊，结果神说呢，我在孽怒当中，我在怒气当中将王赐你，又在孽怒当中将王废去啊。
So God said, "I gave you a king in my anger, and in my wrath, I took him away."
所以你这个人真的是心那么贪财，你去，我就用棍子打你，大概是这样子吧。
So
去我就找你麻烦了。
So if you go, I will come and get you.
你们对你们的孩子有时候会这样子哈。
Do you treat your children like this?
有时候他真的是我要参加 party， 我要参加 party， 说不要去了，我一定要去啊！你去。
So if a child asks you, "I want to go to the party," you say no, but he keeps asking you, and you finally say yes. And when he finally goes, you get angry at him.
但是哦，气到哦，回来把门关起来，不让他回家。
And then you're so angry that you just lock him out of the house.
有时候我们做父母亲，我也这样，是吗？
So sometimes when we're parents, this happens.
所以这个巴兰的心呢、啊，就是这样子的。
So Balaam's heart was like this.
这告诉我们什么
？What does this tell us?
我们的心对神要坚定，不要像海里的波浪。
So our heart towards God must be stable. It cannot be like the waves.
我们不要一方面呢、啊、爱神，又一方面贪恋世界。
You can't love God on one hand and then love money on the other.
就像保罗说的，迪马贪爱世界，离开我出去了。
Just like how Paul said, Demas loved the world and left.
或者是犹大，他为了30 silver把主耶稣基督给卖掉了。
Or like Judas who sold Jesus for 30 silver coins.
其实哦，我们的心如果哦不是真的啊定在主耶稣身上。
So if our heart is not stable in the Lord,
真的呢，有时候那个贪恋啊，我们会被贪抓走。也许小小的我们不会，但是一下来很多，有时候真的会被带去啊。
So sometimes when we face small temptations, nothing will happen. But once the big things come, we are led away.
我们都知道这个经济有时候也像波浪一样。
We know that this is sometimes like the waves of the sea.
经济啊 financial economic situation 啊。
Okay, so economy is sometimes like the waves of the sea.
有时候有上有下，对不对
？There are ups and downs.
你知道，我们都知道，我们最啊，在前一阵子这个房子泡沫的时候，当那个房子一直涨一直涨的时候。
So we know about the housing bubble when the pricing of houses kept going up.
真的人的心啊，就是觉得哇，你马上买一定涨这样子。
So if you buy now, you will immediately make a profit.
买越多涨越多。
The more you buy, the more you will
make. 买越多赚越多了。
The more you buy, the more you will make.
啊，谁知道那个 bubble 一下就破掉了。
But how would you know that there was a housing bubble?
如果我们的心真的不是很稳哦，知道说，哎，这个贪财是万恶之根，真的要谨守，不要。啊、不要太不谨守、哦、
So our heart needs to be steadfast.
有时候你真的会跟着走下去了。
Because sometimes you'll be led away.、
啊、到最后真的是用许多愁苦把自己吃透了。
And then you will pierce yourself through with many temptations.、
啊、当你看到那个很好赚的时候。
Once you see there is a good opportunity to make
money. 有时候真的会把主耶稣放在后面了。
Sometimes you will put Jesus in the back.、
啊、这个就是、啊、巴兰他的心态。
This is Balaam's heart.
那我们看到巴兰他除了、啊、没有定见之外呢，我们看到这个海浪呢、啊、主耶稣给他定了一个界限。
So we can see that even though Balaam's heart was like the sea, God gave him a boundary.
我们看耶伯记的38章。
Let's look at Job chapter 38.
耶伯记38章。
Job chapter 38.
第八节到十一节。
Verse
8
to
11. 38章8到11节。
Verse
8
to
11. 38章8到11节。谁来读一下？爱芳，谁是爱芳？张爱芳，好，请你读。八到十一节。酸吧，是不是？怎么读？十一。
Verse 11。
啊，这个巴兰呢、啊，好像狂浪一样啊。
So Balaam was just like these waves.
那神呢、啊，后来给他画了一条线。
But then God drew a line for him.
跟他就好像给这个啊、这个浪啊定界限，安门安酸一样哦。
So it's just like God setting bars and doors for him.
说你这个傲浪的慢，怎么够到这里来啊？
So that the raging waves cannot go past it.
这是圣经上这样讲了、啊、真的这个浪、啊、是有一定的界限的。
So just like the Bible says, these waves also have a set boundary.
所以很多人敢把房子建在海边呢。
So this is why people want their houses by the seaside.
不过现在到末世、哦、好像有人说啊，这是不晓对不对了、哦、到末世了，有人这样讲了、啊。到末世哈、哦。In the last days.
So in the last days, people say this.
将来哦，那个迈阿密的海边呢、啊，这个纽约的海边呢、啊，因为现在哦，海地平线就慢慢的上涨嘛、哦、
So they say that the sea level is slowly rising, so the New York seaside and the Miami seaside will be swallowed.
它有限的，但是以后说不定会慢慢的涨起来啊。
There is a boundary, but it will slowly rise.
但是我们看到巴兰呢、啊，他真的神后来给他画一条线呢。
But for Balaam, God drew a definite line.
我们看回来看民数记的22章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 22.
后来啊，他出去，神生气了。
So once Balaam went out, God got angry.
啊，这个我们都很熟啊。天使就拿一支刀啊，在路上堵他。
So we all know the story. Then the angel of the Lord took a sword and blocked.
23节啊，22章23节。
So chapter 22, verse 23.
这个驴跑到哪里去了
？So where did this donkey go?
啊，驴跑到哪里去了？田里面去了。
He went into the field.
啊，后来那个巴兰打他，他又跑到路上来了。
And then when Balaam struck the donkey,
叫他转回上路，对不对？然后神在哪里堵他
？And then where did God block him then？
葡萄园这边怎么有墙，那边也有墙，对不对
？In the vineyards where there are walls on both sides。
结果神在那边堵他，那个驴啊靠着旁边走，就把他的脚啊挤伤了。
So then the donkey got close to the wall and crushed his foot。
啊，到最后怎么样
？And then what happened in the end？
驴没办法走了，因为啊他看到神就在前面了。
And the donkey could not go because he saw the angel of the Lord。
啊，结果他就打驴啊。
And then Balaam beat the donkey.
28节很有趣，我们来读28节。
Verse 28 is pretty interesting.
请你读。
Verse 28, then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, what have I done to you that you struck me these three times? 29, and Balaam said to the donkey, because you have abused me, I wish there were a sword in my hand, for now I would kill you. 30, so the donkey said to Balaam, am I not your donkey on which you have ridden ever since I became yours to this day? Was I ever disposed to do this to you? And he said, no.
我神让驴子开口说话呢。
So God allowed the donkey to speak.
你为什么打我三次啊？
Why'd you hit me three times?
如果你是巴兰，你会怎么样？
If you were Balaam, what'd you do?
他会吓一跳。
You would be scared out of your wits.
你什么时候开始会说人话的？
When did you start speaking English?Hebrew.
巴兰没有一个讶异呢，巴兰一点都不讶异啊。
Balaam was not stressed at all.
他说我恨不得你用刀把你杀了，你今天这样戏弄我啊。
So Balaam says, I would want a sword now so I could kill you.
那驴又继续讲话。
And then the donkey continued speaking.
我以前曾经像这样你做过吗？
Have I ever done this to you before?
巴兰也说没有，说你很有趣啊，人跟动物可以对话。
So it's very interesting here. He actually had a conversation with an animal.
我读到这边哦，真的感触很大哦。
So when I read this, I was moved.
感触很大，不一定move了。
Had a lot of feelings.
那个动物真的有感情呢。
So that animals really have feelings.
也有智商。
And they also have pain.
IQ 啊。
IQ.
那也能够沟通。
And they are able to communicate.
我最近看了一个 video clip.
I saw a video.
他说一只杀人鲸遇到一个大白鲨，你说谁把谁吃了？
So a person went up to a killer.
不是一个 person， 他那个照到一只大白鲨遇到一个杀人鲸啊。
So they saw a great white shark come up to a killer whale.
你们说这个哪一只杀了哪一只啊？
So which one do you think killed the other?
你们有看过那个 video clip 吗？
Have you seen this video?
那只杀人鲸，那只 killer whale 很厉害哦。
So these killer whales are very intelligent.
它哦，把那个大白鲨其实 size 更大的啦。
So technically, a great white shark is bigger than the killer whale.
它哦，把那个大白鲨哦，把它的肚子哦往上一翻，你知道吗？
So the killer whale actually flipped the shark onto its belly.
那个影片很奇妙，那个大白鲨肚子一翻哦，它就好像怎么样，好像被催眠一样，它就不动了。
So once he got flipped onto his belly, he couldn't move.
下次你可以做个实验。
So next time you can try this.
你到大白，或是到大白，到什么水族馆哦？你把一只鱼哦，把它肚子翻起来看看。
So if you go to aquarium and you flip a fish onto its stomach.
那只大白鲨这样子被它翻过来，然后它就咬住不让它动，这样子。
So once it got flipped, the killer whale bit it.
它不动了，它没办法动了，就这样子死掉了。
And it didn't move, and he died like that.
这个动物真的有智商哎，他也知道这样，他也知道这个对手有致命伤的，有漏点的，知道怎么打击的。
So even killer whales know that animals have weaknesses and they know how to take advantage of that.
这大白鲨死了，他就把它吃掉了。
So once this shark died, he ate it.
那吃掉之后呢，他们研究呢，那是一个 island 的附近哦，那所有岛屿附近的大白鲨呢，本来很多大白鲨的，突然之间一下通通不见了，大白鲨都跑掉了。
Around that island, there used to be a large population of sharks, but after that happened, the population suddenly dwindled.
这些大白鲨都知道他朋友被吃掉了吗？怎么沟通的？
Did these sharks know that his friend got eaten? How they communicate?
后来他们很好奇，就做一个实验了。
So they did an experiment.
他们哦，把杀了一只大白鲨哦，他们也做过实验了。他们真的是把他们人呐、啊，这下不是 killer whale 是人把一个鱼翻过来，真的它不会动了，就这样撞了，就这样死掉了。
So they tried an experiment where they flipped a fish onto its belly and then it drowned.
那最后他们、哦、把他死的时候旁边的水、啊、抽起来，还有他们的一个尸体抽起来、哦、然后他们去做实验，他们到一个岛屿、啊这时候没有杀大白鲨，只把那个抽起来的水跟那个尸体、哦、往水里面灌、啊、灌了之后呢，那边的大白鲨也通通不见了。
So once they got the water from around the dead shark and then put it into regular water, the population of the sharks dwindled as well.
这个告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
那这个动物啊，真的也是有智商的，可以沟通的。
So these animals also have IQ and they can communicate.
所以这个驴啊，会讲话。我从小不是你养的吗？我曾经这样对你做过吗？
So this donkey told Balaam, "Was I not yours and didn't I serve you well?"
讲完之后呢，神就让巴兰的眼睛明亮啊。
And then after that, he opened Balaam's eyes.
看到神啊，拔出刀来在前面堵他。
To see that the angel of the Lord had a knife.
他就趴下来了。
And then Balaam bowed down.
那请问神对巴兰讲的第一句话是什么？
What is the first thing that God asked Balaam?
神对巴兰讲的第一句话是什么？
What did he say?
你为何三次打你的驴呢？
Why have you struck your donkey three times?
重点先不说，先问你干嘛打你的驴呢？
So he didn't say the main point. He said, why did you hit your donkey?
所以弟兄姐妹，你们家的狗不要随便乱踢哈。
So please do not abuse your dog.
你乱踢你的狗，神会说你为什么三次踢你的狗呢？
Because the dog will ask you why'd you kick me three times.
我问大家一个问题哈。
Let me ask you a question.
神爱不爱动物啊？
Does God love animals?
爱，你怎么知道？
How do you know?
证明一下。啊？哦，飞鸟不种也不收，神尚且养活它。
So the sparrows, no, the lilies of the valley do not spin or weave, but they...
Sparrows, not lilies of the valley. Sparrow did not harvest, did not sow the seed and harvest. 然后天父尚且养活他。
So the Heavenly Father takes care of the sparrows, though they do not plant.
所以天父爱动物啊、哦。
So yes, the Heavenly Father does like animals.
但还有没有其他的例子？天父爱动物。
Any other examples?
我在等你跟我讲一个经文啊。
I'm waiting for one more verse.
耶拿书最后一章最后一节，神讲什么
？So the last verse of the book of Jonah, what did God say?
啊，我们来看一下。
Let's look at that.
耶拿书最后一章最后一节。
Let's look at Jonah, the last verse.
新约和合本1085页，1085页，耶拿书四章第十一节。
Jonah chapter 4 verse 11.
四章十一节。
4 verse 11.
来，谁来读一下？谁换到了？谁换到了几个手？读一下。
Whoever's there, can you raise your hand?
青山姐妹，请你读。啊，这个尼尼微城有许多牲畜了。
So within Nineveh, there are a lot of people and livestock.
啊，所以神啊，怎么可以不爱惜呢？
So how could God not love them?
所以真的，我们也要爱惜动物了哈。
So we must also love animals.
你要记得神问巴兰的第一句话是什么
？We have to remember what was the first thing that God asked Balaam.
为什么打你们家的驴三次啊
？Why did you hit your donkey three times?
其实神不让人，本来不让人吃动物的。
So originally we were not supposed to eat animals.
实在是洪水下来之后啊，天气变得太厉害了。
Only after the flood did the climate change drastically.
你想想看，如果你住在阿拉斯加哦，没有一些蛋白质真的很难活得下去。
So if you live in Alaska and you don't have any protein, it's hard to live.
啊，所以神就允许人那时候开始吃动物啊。
So from then on, God allowed us to eat animals.
啊，所以呢，其实你看那犹太人哦，他们杀动物哦，那个杀牛的有一些有要执照的。
So those for those who slaughter livestock, they have certain standards.
哎，这个我们不是说你是动物，你是讨厌的，所以乱刀砍死。
So it's not that you're an animal, so I can kill you however I like.
随便乱捅这样子不是这样子的。
It's not that I can beat.
他们要一刀就给他死，让他死得很走得很舒，应该舒服吗？应该没有人走得舒服的，就是不要走得太痛苦就对了啦。
So they have standards to allow to kill the animals with as little pain as possible.
所以啊，我们说呢，神啊，说完这句话之后呢，才跟他讲说，我出来抵挡你，因你在我面前行的偏僻啊，三十二节。民数记二十二章，我们都在讲民数记二十二章啊。民数记二十二章三十二节
，Verse 32。
那请你读。
And the angel of the Lord said to him, Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to stand against you because your way is perverse before me.、
所以神啊，给他画一条线，你再怎么走，就让你此路不通了。你这个浪再狂，你就是可以到这里为止了。
So God drew a very definite line for him here.
啊，你这个浪再狂傲啊，也能够到这里为止了。
So you can only come up to this point.
Even though the wave is very what, ferocious? How do you say it?
Even though the waves rage,
there's a line for you, 就是这一条线你不能过来。
So no matter how much you rage, you can't pass this line.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天呢，有时候我们做错事情、走错路的时候
，So sometimes when we walk astray from the path,
神阻挡骄傲的人，真的有时候会阻挡你哦。
So God will warn us.
有时候我们走错路，神会给你一条，就是让你知道此路是不通的。
So when we walk off the path, God will let us know that that's a dead end.
你怎么知道神在告诉你此路不通呢
？How do you know if God has drawn a boundary for you?
你要有时候神给你一大堆 sign， 就是让你怎么突然间走，本来是大路走得好好的，怎么有低土呢？怎么突然大路走不通了呢
？So God will let you know if you're on the wrong path because there will be detours.
本来这条是很成功的路啊。
This is originally a very successful path.
怎么突然之间这么麻烦呢
？So why is it so such a hassle now?
怎么突然之间我走到几乎没有路可以走了，脚还受伤呢？
So why is it so narrow that my foot got hurt?
怎么突然之间这个我最爱的一个动物，或者是本来帮助我的一个东西啊，现在一点都不帮助我了，一点都不动了。
So why does the thing that helped me the most does not help me anymore?
所以哦，我说我们哦，如果走错路哦，要看看神到底有没有给你 sign， 要看一些 sign 哦。
So if we walk off the wrong, if we walk off the right path, we have to notice the signs around us.
你要看神这个 sign 在跟你讲什么。
And you have to see what the signs are telling you.
有时候神会用一些我们走的路来教导我们，你可能走错了。
So sometimes on the
此路不通了。
Sometimes through the road, God will tell us we're on the wrong path.
有时候借着动物来告诉你，你这个这条路错了。
Sometimes He will use animals to tell us that we are on the wrong path.
所以哦，我们不要，如果遇到人生不顺哈，你要想一想啊。
So once our life becomes hard, you need to think.
圣经讲，快乐的时候你要歌颂。
So when you are happy, you will sing.
如果有痛苦的时候，这个辛苦的时候，不幸的时候，有时候你要思想。
So when you're having hard times, you need to reflect.
真的有时候，神会给我们画一条线哦。
So sometimes God will draw a boundary for us.
这个没有人可以帮你来，没有人可以帮你来看的。
No one can see these signs for you.
你知道吗？当我们有时候路走不通，人家在讲一些负面的话，我们都会觉得你怎么这么落井下石，这么没有爱心？我已经这么辛苦了，你还讲一些风凉话。
So when you're trying to talk to other people about your troubles, sometimes you feel that they're so unsympathetic.
但是我们自己本身要看啊。
But we have to look for ourselves.
到底这条路是不是神要我们走的路啊？
Whether or not this path is the one that God wants us to walk on.
我们再来看第三点，后来这个巴兰这个时候他走不通了，他就回家了。
So then after Balaam could not continue on this road, he went back.
我们来读一下24章。
Let's look at 24.
后来他就听神的话，一直祝福了嘛。
So Balaam in the end listened to God and blessed Israel.
那个巴勒就很生气啊。
And then the Balak was very angry.
我们来读24章25节。
Let's look at chapter 24, verse 25.
于是巴兰起来回他本地去，巴勒也回去了，所以各走各的路了。
So then they returned on their respective paths.
那为什么我们讲说，那圣经上怎么说他涌出可耻的沫子来呢？他像狂浪涌出。可耻的沫子来呢？
So then, why is it that he foamed up shame?
就好像我们刚刚读犹大书所说的。
It's like what we read in Jude.
因为哦，他其实回去之后，他又偷偷的回来了。
Because after he went back, he secretly went to the king.
我们刚刚读过了，我们再读一次好不好？
Let's read it again.
31章16节。
Verse 31.
你知道，再来他们遭遇到的就是巴利昆尔的这件事情啊，就是他们随着摩押离子换淫乱的罪，拜他们的偶像的罪。
So we know that later the Israelites committed adultery with the Moabites.
请问这是谁出的计谋
？Why did this happen?
31章16节，谁出的计谋？巴兰。
So
你怎么知道
？How do you know?
他在做这个事情的时候，你知不知道？三十四章有没有记载？24章有没有记载
？So in verse chapter 24, did it say anything about Balaam doing this?
没有啦，所以不晓得他什么时候偷偷的回来啦。
No, it didn't say that. So we don't know when he secretly went.
你知道吗？人做羞耻的事情，涌出可耻的沫子哦，就是常常是偷偷的做见不得光的事情。
So when you do secret things, it will come to light one day.
而且这个事情呢，是用美人计啊，就是用一种诱惑以色列男子的方法。
So they used a way to tempt the males of Israelites.
对，我们看25章。
Let's look at chapter 25.
其实这个方法真的也是羞耻的事情了，因为这是行淫乱这种羞耻的事情了。
So if you think about it, this is actually an ingenious way.
羞耻的 shameful way.
Shameful way.
25章1节。
Chapter 25, verse 1.
请你读。
Then Israel remained in Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry with a woman of Moab.
第二节。
Verse 2, they invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods.
这个圣经上特别讲，因为这女子叫百姓一同给他们的神献祭。
So these women invited the people to the sacrifice of their gods.
有一个我听过一位同工他这样解释。
So、
我蛮喜欢的。
I heard a coworker's interpretation.
你知道这个是巴利昆尔啊，巴利就是管农业的神啊。
So you know Baal is the god of
农业哈、哦，就是 agriculture.
A god of agriculture.
那你知道农业嘛，就是要管风啦、管雷啦、管电的这种神啊、哦。
So agriculture has to do with wind and thunder.
那所以呢，这个摩押女子就是这样跟以色列百姓讲的。
And this is what the Moab woman told the Israelites.
请问你们的神在西乃山出现的时候，他是有一个什么样的状况
？So when your God came on the mountain of Sinai, how did he come about?
不是有雷吗？不是有这个这个大声闪电雷锋吗
？Was there not thunder and whirlwinds?
你们的神跟我们是同一位啦。
Your God is the same as our God.
我们一起来拜这位神呐。
Let's worship this God together.
真的很多人拜玛利亚，不把玛利亚当成神呐。
A lot of people
对玛利亚祷告，不把玛利亚当神呐。
They use Mary as God.
那他们跟玛利亚祷告，却不把玛利亚当成神。
They pray to Mary, but they don't use her as a God.
他们觉得这是透过玛利亚可以找到主耶稣啊。
We're just praying to God through Mary.
这个像不重要了哈。
The middleman is not important.
所以很多人都是用这样的方法来引诱人走错误的道路。
So this method is used to lead people astray from the path.
那个同工又这样解释，我蛮喜欢的啦。
The coworker also said this.
他说以色列百姓哦，在旷野行走40年了。
So the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
大家被太阳晒了40年，皮肤都干干黑黑的。
So everyone was sunburned in the wilderness.
然后呢，他们不是说他们长得像蚱蜢一样吗
？And didn't they
就是矮矮小小的
？They looked like dwarves.
那他说这个，哎呀，走到摩押地大城市哦，看到这个城市姑娘都白白漂漂亮亮的这样子。
So when they walked into the land of Moab, they saw that their women were white and beautiful.
这个乡下孩子看到城市姑娘这样子。
So it's like the countryside people look at city people.
再加上说，哦，我们的神是一样的。
Added along with our God is the same.
再用人性的弱点，他们拜神的方法是用淫乱的方法。
So the way they used to worship God was an incorrect way.
所以巴兰的建议啊，这个就是一种可耻的墨汁啊，就是可耻的方法。
So this is a very shameful way.
那结果多少人死掉了
？And then how many people died?
到最后几个人死掉
？How many people?
来，多少人？多少？24,000人，对不对？哈。后来神生气了，用瘟疫来击杀以色列百姓。
So God was angry and he killed 24,000 people.
这个伤害很大嘞。
So this is a very severe consequence.
后来这个问题怎么解决的
？So how did they solve this problem?
是谁？我们要惠尼哈的心哦，我们要惠尼哈的心。
We need to have the heart of
菲尼哈。
Phinehas.
你来读一下好了，我们来读一下。那我们来读一下，25章。
Chapter 25.
第7节。
Verse 7.
请你读到第8节。
Verse 7-8. Now when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. 8. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her body. So the plague was stopped among the children of Israel.
请问一枪杀几个？
So how many people did he kill with one strike?
一枪杀两个，是不是？
So he brought them both down with one strike.
是不是这样讲的？便将以色列和那女子由腹中刺透，那你想他们两个在干什么
？So he thrust them through at one time. So what do you think they were doing?
这个是很淫乱的，很淫乱的哦。
This is very shameful.
那其实这个人啊，这个以色列男子啊，当时大家都还在哭哎，因为神很生气哈，为了要阻止这个事情啊，神杀了一些人呐哈，大家都还在哭啊。
So people were actually still crying when this man died.
你看那个。但大家正在哭的时候，这个以色列男子还做这样的事情。
So when everyone was still crying, the man of Israel did so.
所以神说哦，这个以后啊，腓尼哈的跟他的子孙，你要世世代代做我的祭司啊，永远当祭司的职任。
So that's why God said Phinehas will forever be my priest.
因为他有祭邪的心呐、啊，哈、哦。
Because he had a respectful heart.
所以弟兄姐妹，在乱世，有时候我们要有祭邪的心呐、
啊。So in a unstable world, we must have a stable heart.
那我们再看到这个狂浪，我们再回来谈狂浪。
So let's look back at the
一个人啊，一个人呢、啊、哈。
So one person
像浪一样
was like raging waves.
他刚开始没有定见的哦。
He had no stability.
后来走错路了。
He walked on the wrong path.
后来神又给他画了一条线，你不可以过来。
God drew a boundary.
他又回去了。
And he went back.
又偷偷的出来。
And he secretly went.
到最后建立一个让以色列百姓很丢脸啊，自己也是没有见不得光的，做了见不得光的一件事情了。
And in the end, they did a very shameful thing.
这个浪啊，真的是造成很大的伤害。
So these raging waves actually cause a lot of harm.
你知道这个浪啊，真的有时候，你们知道蛤蟆乌马贝吗？你们有到过夏威夷吗？你们知道夏威夷有个蛤蟆乌马贝吗？蛤蟆乌马贝，恐龙湾。 不是问你了，我不是问你，我是问大家了，你帮我翻译就好了。你们
What does it mean?
你们有到过夏威夷吗？
Oh, Hawaii. Have you ever gone to Hawaii?
你们知道有个湾叫做 Hanauma Bay 吗？
Do you know this?
Yes, Hanauma Bay, 恐龙湾。哎，知道了，请举手。
If you know, please raise your hand.
那恐龙湾怎么形成的？
How did this come about?
来，那个 Queens 的年轻姐妹，那恐龙湾怎么形成的？啊？越敲越多。啊？啊，它是一个火山。它是一个在海边的火山口了。
So it's a volcano by the sea.
可是那个浪啊，一直冲，一直冲，经年累月的冲呢，就把那个湾、那个火山口呢，因为那离海边很近嘛，就把它冲进来的。最后那个火山口就有很多的海水。
So once the raging waves kept beating against the volcano, the waves eventually came in and created a crater.
那个石头在海浪冲，一直冲，冲到最后石头不见了。
So even if a rock is beaten by the waves, it will disappear.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
海浪有时候真的带来很大的伤害。
These waves sometimes bring severe consequences.
你们有看过那个日本tsunami 吗？日本的海啸吗？
Have you ever seen a Japanese tsunami?
你们看到那个 video clip 哦？
Have you seen the video clip?
那不得了，那个海浪进来哦，什么私家轿车啦、木头屋啦、卡车啦、巴士啦，通通把它冲在一起啦。
So once a tsunami hits, all the cars and the little houses are all swept away.
这是海浪所造成的伤害。
This is the harm brought about by the raging waves.
我们说巴兰呢、啊，为了利益啊，奔向谬误的道里面去。
So we can say that Balaam
为了利益啊 ，for personal benefit.
For personal benefit,
he went to the wrong direction.
He went on the wrong path.
圣经上形容他是海里的狂浪。
So the Bible describes him as the raging waves.
真的，他带给以色列人很多的伤害。
And he really was a detriment to the Israelites.
其实真的，今天呢、哦。今天有的人呢、啊，真的有时候也会跟巴兰一样。
So sometimes today we're like Balaam.
有的人真的很狂哈，很狂。
People today are sometimes.
我们说狂浪，狂浪就是狂怎么讲？狂怎么翻译我也不知道。狂怎么？哎，今天有的人真的是，哎，怎么说呢？很有影响力了也很有破坏力。
So today people are very influential for the better or worse.
如果说他们带错方向了。
So if they influence people in the wrong way.
真的会给教会带来很大的影响。
It will influence the church greatly.
我请问大家一个问题哈。
Let me ask you a question.
你看过一个传道人或是一个先知，圣经上这样形容，他祝福什么，什么就得祝福；他咒诅什么，什么就得咒诅吗？有没有这样的工人
？Have you ever seen someone described as whoever he blessed was blessed and whoever he cursed was cursed?
有没有用这样的话来形容一个工人的？有没有
？Has there ever been words to describe a worker like this？
除了巴兰以外，还有谁？撒母耳，他所说的每一句话都没有落空啊。
So Samuel, none of his words fell to the ground.
谢谢传道。
Thank you.
撒母耳不会做主了
Well, Samuel didn't lead anyone astray.
不会做主了。不会 curse.
Samuel didn't curse anyone.
圣经上对巴兰的讲说是他咒诅谁，谁就受咒诅；他祝福谁，谁就被祝福。
So Balaam's description was whoever he blessed was blessed, and whoever he cursed was cursed.
我觉得真的是一个，如果用我们现在的话来讲，是一个很伟大的工人呢。
So if nowadays these words were used, this worker would be a very great worker indeed.
很少这样来形容一个工人的。
There are very few people who are described like this.
但是哈、哦，他今天在哪里？
But today, where is he?
圣经上一直讲他什么呢
？So how does the Bible describe him now?
我们刚刚已经读过了，我们再读一次。
Let's read it again.
我们来读这一节来做结束了哦。
Let's use this as our concluding verse.
我们来看彼得后书。
Let's look at 2 Peter.
彼得后书第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2,
15节
verse 15.
来15节再读一次，请你读。
15, they have forsaken the right way and have gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
他那个羞耻哈，贪爱不义的工价，这个丢脸的事情哦，这个涌出可耻的墨子哈，这个旧约谈，新约也一直谈了，除了犹大书这里也谈。
So because he was so shameful from the Old Testament to the New Testament, they continue mentioning Balaam even in Jude.
所以这是给我们一个见解。
So this is a lesson for us.
我们 他很伟大，他很厉害。
Balaam was a very great person.
但是带来的伤害是更大的。
But the consequences he brought about were even greater.
我们要从他身上得一些负面的学习。
So we must learn from him.
我们越有恩赐哈，要越小心。
The more blessings we receive, the more careful we must be.
有时候恩赐啊，可以造就很多人。
Sometimes blessings can influence a lot of people.
如果我们做的对的话，
if we do the right thing.
如果我们做的不对的话，
if we do something wrong.
恩赐也可能带来教会极大的伤害。
Blessings could bring a lot of detriment to the church.
好，我们来唱诗。
So let's sing a hymn.
166首。
Let's sing hymn 166.
Sorry. 166首。
166.